Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Hey, thanks for downloading this podcast. If you want to listen live, be sure to download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Fantasy Sports Today is on for this Friday. We've got a big show ahead of you planned. We're live here for the next 2 hours if you want to give us a buzz. But first and foremost, what a great baseball postseason it was. We had some Thursday night football. We'll preview the games this weekend. Fantasy Sports Today starts now.
Fantasy Sports Today.
Toward the end zone. It is. Seattle's going to the Super Bowl.
Fires up the middle. Pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
And good afternoon. Welcome in. This is Fantasy Sports Today, and Craig Mishu live here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Good to be with you on this Friday as another football weekend is upon us, which means a lot of fantasy, a lot of wagering, and for me, another bat mitzvah this weekend on Saturday night. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Yeah. Gator game against LSU, and got to miss some of that for a bat mitzvah, but listen, this is the job of the parent, the job of the dad, the job of the husband. Got to do it, and so that's what I have in store for me, along with Little League and everything else. But we got a big weekend of football. Don't worry about my problems. My problems are small in comparison to the world, that's for sure. If you want to hit me up here on the show, here's the phone number, 844-843-6879. 844-843-6879. As always, we have Sean Guastamacchia producing this show today, so we'll have his pizza review a little bit later in the program, as we will check in with him, and certainly we'll have our Trust or Bust segment for this Friday. We've got Jamie Eisenberg on the show in just a little bit. I spent some time on the Vegas Stats and Information Network earlier today talking about some of the lines. We, of course, can do that here on this show. But first and foremost, we're here, and I think that at this stage of the game, you kind of know what your fantasy team is. But at the same time, this season in particular, at least for me, has been kind of a tale of at least two halves, so to speak. Well, I mean, we're still in the first half. We're going to be halfway done, basically, after this week. And in a couple of my leagues, I was feeling really confident. I started off 2-0, and then I fell back. Couple of other leagues didn't start off that great, started off 1-2, and then won a couple of fantasy leagues, games in my league, I should say. And so as it stands right here, I don't think that I know one way or the other on any of my teams how I'm doing. Because there are players that I drafted that I'm still waiting for to break out. I've drafted also some players who have broken out in a big way that I'm not sure that I 100% trust. And so we are kind of coming up on that put up or shut up time for me in fantasy. But I will say this, as I look at some of the players that have broken out for me in a big way, one of them would be Godwin on Tampa Bay. He, of course, has gotten off to a great start. That's fantastic. Some I have on my teams like Miles Sanders and David Montgomery, who've done absolutely nothing. And I wonder if over the next few games, we're going to get anything different, or it's just going to kind of be more of the same. And the reason why I think that this year is more of an anomaly than anything else is because a fantasy, as you know, there's a lot of luck involved in football. And a lot of it is who you're playing against in terms of your opponent. It really doesn't matter how good your team is if you play against a guy who has a monster game. As an example, you can have Christian McCaffrey at every single fantasy league, but if you ended up going in that week against Nick Chubb and Godwin, you still probably lost. So the skill at this point seems to me, maybe it's not so much about your team, it's just about these teams and targeting the tanking teams in the NFL. In all of my years watching and covering the NFL, and I was somebody who was on the road with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Like, I traveled home and road. I've traveled home and road with the Dolphins different times. This is going back years and years. I don't ever recall a season in the history of me watching this where you have so many teams that are headed toward 2-14 type seasons. Now, some of that has to do with the quarterbacking. I get it. But for every Ben Roethlisberger situation and for every Sam Darnold situation, there's a Teddy Bridgewater. There's a Gardner Minshew. So some teams in this dreadful campaign have been at least more prepared than others. But if you simply are targeting teams that really don't have a chance on Sunday, I don't know that it matters so much about who you have on your team as opposed to who the opponent is. And there's going to be those weeks like this week where the Redskins are going to play the Dolphins and you kind of throw that out the window. But why not target Cincinnati? Why not target the Jets? Why not target the Giants? Why not target the Arizona Cardinals? I can keep going. There's about 8 to 10 teams in the NFL that you know if you're going to play your guys against this team, you're going to probably have success. Now, finding those players is the absolute key to this, and that's what we'll try and work through here on the show today, is finding some of those good matchups as we try and get a trust or bust segment going and try to figure out where those players are and where they lie today. And we'll knock that out here on the show. But coming up next, it's time for the opening drive here on the program. And while there are questions in fantasy, there's no question in reality in baseball. We know exactly who's going to be playing in the American League Championship and NL Championship, and so we'll get to that in just a minute. Also, a recap of last night's game in the NFL, if you want to call it that. Yeah, I guess you want to call it that. It was somewhat competitive for a while, but the outcome was more or less predictable that eventually the Patriots would win, and they would win by a lot. When I was on with Sean yesterday, did take the Patriots minus the points, although I didn't feel great about it. I don't like taking big favorites in the NFL. So I've got a few games on my slate that I like this week. We'll go over those as well. But most importantly, make sure you follow me on Twitter at Craig Mish. Hit me up if you have any questions or comments, of course, on the phone lines. And coming up next, we dive into what the latest is in football, baseball, sports, pop culture in general. As the opening drive is next here on Fantasy Sports Today. I'm Craig Mish here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and, of course, over on Sports Grid. And we'll be back after a short timeout. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish. Fantasy Sports Today presents
First Play from Scrimmage.
The opening drive.
The first play of the game.
From the opening play and all the way for a touchdown.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, it is time for the opening drive here on FNTSY. And we'll start off with the Astros. You just heard Joe Ranieri there in the little promo. Let me give you guys a little hot tip. Mattress Mack, who bet all that money on Houston to win the World Series, this is not a hedger. This guy, I know somebody who knows him. He is betting that whole thing on the Astros and waiting for them to win or lose. There is no hedge policy involved with Mattress Mack. This guy is all in on Houston. In general, he's not really a bettor. It's just he loves the Astros. In fact, he was sitting behind home plate last night. I don't know if you guys caught that game on TV. So, Sean, you could pass that message along. It's an all-in situation here for him. No matter where Houston stands, there's no hedging for him. Okay, so let's start off with that. The Houston Astros beat the Rays and advance to the American League Championship Series to take on the Yankees. It'll be a fun atmosphere, I'm sure, in the Bronx and also in Houston. And I think it's pretty safe to say that you make the case that those two teams, without a doubt, were the best teams in the American League during the season. I still like Houston in the series. I thought the Rays ended up making it interesting and give them a lot of credit for doing what they did. But Houston is built for the World Series. They're built for the postseason. If you remember last year, Correa, Altuve, these guys were hurt going into the postseason. It was a little bit of a different scenario. They are more or less healthy now. And I think, Gerrit Cole will be a huge difference maker in this series. The key for the Yankees is clearly that Cole is not going to have the opportunity to pitch games 1, 4, and 7. So that will definitely be interesting as far as that is concerned. So we start off there. Secondly, the New England Patriots end up beating the Giants pretty handily, but if you watch that game, then you would see that it really wasn't with their offense. The Patriots' defense at this point, if you're playing in fantasy leagues that give you points for defense and you play where you draft defenses, where do they rank? Number one overall. Where do they rank as far as fantasy? I mean, they have basically given you more points than any other player that you've drafted more or less in that spot. I guess, look, there's some guys you picked up off the waiver wire. DJ Chark on the Jacksonville Jaguars is a great example of a player off the waiver wire who's done very well. Terry McLaurin also looks pretty good for Washington. But this is a rare scenario where even though, for example, last year the Chicago Bears D played very well, scored some points for you on a weekly basis, the Patriots D is coming up so big. Now, every team on Thursday night is going to play different, but just keep in mind this for the future. Thursday night, home teams usually win, and the Giants kind of fell flat on their face after the second quarter. Not a huge surprise there, and I think moving forward, New England still probably historically has a chance to break every record in the book. I believe the all-time record for allowed points is from the Baltimore Ravens over the course of a season. And with this crazy NFL, with all the offense that there is, it's amazing that they've been able to get the job done to this point. The other part of the Patriots that certainly I found interesting last night is why Tom Brady is sneaking in all these touchdowns. That's not something that I saw coming into the season, but it seems to be a game plan. He's already got a handful of them. Why not use Sony Michel in that spot? Not really sure. Is there mind games going on with the head coach and the running back? Totally unclear on that. But how you're just not handing it off to your running back and preserving the health of Tom Brady, who could get hit at the goal line, I don't really know. But it seems to be working for the Patriots. So there's no doubt that there's no reason to really change any of that up as the Patriots win and they actually cover that game last night against the Giants. Was sweating that one for a little bit. Hate taking big favorites in the NFL. Don't generally do it. I just didn't see another side that I liked in that one. So rolled with it there. Okay, a couple of other issues that we have going on in fantasy. Todd Gurley, running back from the Los Angeles Rams, is still questionable for this Sunday's game against the San Francisco 49ers. Now, on this show throughout the football season, I've been very cautious in giving accolades to Todd Gurley because he has just not looked the same for me than he did over the last couple of years. But he did score two touchdowns last week, and he did score two touchdowns the week before. He has given you the RB2 value that you've wanted until this point, and then all of a sudden this mystery quad issue pops up, and it could be time to fire up Malcolm Brown, and it could be time to fire up Daryl Henderson. Although I don't have a ton of faith in both of those guys, I certainly think that there's a chance that statistically and even visually they could perform better than Gurley has through the first 5 weeks of the NFL season. He just hasn't looked like himself. And the part of Gurley to me that has been the most concerning has been dropped balls on passes and just simply put, not a lot of targets out of the backfield in general. Gurley, when he was the best player on the planet and the best fantasy player on the planet, what made him so great was, and you guys know this, was the fake handoffs, take 3 yards, throw it to him over the middle, and the dude ran like 50 yards for a touchdown. And he did it a lot over the last 2 or 3 years. But that's just not happening this year. And I wonder, and we'll talk to Jamie Eisenberg about this coming up in about an hour from now, and I wonder if there's a chance that this combo team of Brown and Henderson, if that works, what the Rams may decide to do, because the volume has been there for Gurley in terms of the goal line, but nothing else has really shown me in particular that he is going to come back and be the player that he was before. And by the way, that take is looks wrong from the beginning of the season, not being worried about his injuries and not being worried about anything. I'm going to say right now, I do have those concerns. That's for sure. And finally, here on the opening drive, my fourth down conversion is I'm very excited tonight after my day is done, after this show is done, after my live stream is done, and after the kids are put to bed, to fire up the old Netflix and watch El Camino. Now, I watched all of Breaking Bad on demand. I was not somebody that watched Breaking Bad live. I went back and watched all whatever seasons, whatever it was. Never saw a live show, Breaking Bad. Never saw it live. I know it's crazy, but I did. And also, I'm a big fan of Better Call Saul. My only fear is between now and tonight, is someone going to ruin this show for me? I'm trying to stay off social media today. I'm trying not to do any searches for it. These people who love to spoil things for you, these people are the worst. There's just no avoiding it. And the only thing these days that you cannot get ruined for you is watching live sports. Beyond that, there's always going to be somebody saying something about some show. I don't know anything that's in this show tonight, but I'm hoping around 9, 10 o'clock when the kids are in bed, because tomorrow night, as I said, I got plans. I got the Gators playing against LSU, and I got a bat mitzvah to go to. There's no shot I got to watch this tomorrow night. So I'm going to tell you right now that without a doubt, I am going to be watching this, and I am going to be all in on this show tonight. So
now, where can you watch this?
Netflix.
Okay, so it's not coming out in the theaters.
I don't think so. Maybe it is. I'm not sure, but it's on Netflix. I saw it right now. I queued it up today. I'm like, okay, it's out.
I'm in. I'm a big Breaking Bad guy, so yeah, I'm in. But I watched it on rerun. Great. Like, I didn't watch it live either, so yeah, I'm with you.
Okay, perfect, perfect. We'll watch it together tonight, live, you and me, one-on-one. Mano a mano. Yeah, I'm gonna be catching it tonight. But I would say around 10, and then by midnight. I almost stayed up last night till midnight just to see it, and then I thought, I'm not 26 anymore. It's not going to work out well for me in the morning.
What happens to Jesse Pinkman? What happens?
Yeah, don't tell. Don't.
I don't know. Sean. I don't read spoilers.
Good, good. Don't read it.
I'm with you. All right, so there you have it. Though.
Okay, yeah. I don't know. I thought it was a great series. I thought of the 8 seasons, there was like 6 great seasons. And I love Better Call Saul, by the way. I love that show. I think it's great. And it's a shame that it's not back. But Bob Odenkirk's doing a million movies. He doesn't have time for it, I guess. That's the opening drive. We will be right back on Fantasy Sports Today with plenty more. Don't go away as we continue our fantasy discussion right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Make sure you like and subscribe to our show. And if you're listening on demand on Stitcher or iTunes or anywhere else, give us 5 stars if you wouldn't mind. I'm Craig Mish. Fantasy Sports Today rolls on after this.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here, and if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming 4th season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Kerry Brown, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, rise and grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish back with you here on the show. And I've got Sean Guastamacchia producing the show with me as well. We've got Trust or Bust coming up in the next segment. And let's see what else. We got a lot on this show today. It's good to be back with you here solo. It's fun to do a show every once in a while by myself, like I did all fantasy baseball season. It was pretty cool doing that. We joined you in June, so let's see. We got June, July, August, September. We're almost at our 5-month anniversary here at FNTSY, and everyone has treated me so nicely and so great, and very appreciative of that. And Joe and I do the show, by the way, every Monday through Thursday from noon to 2, and we would love to get your feedback and get your input on that as well. So certainly excited to have you guys aboard. And believe it or not, in a couple of months from now, not yet, but in a couple of months from now, we're going to start getting back into baseball again. Not quite yet. We still got to finish out this fantasy football season, this college football season. But I got to tell you, I could see us doing some stuff here. At least I'm talking about it, maybe doing some stuff in December and January. Because people clamor for that baseball info that you guys think that you get from me. How is it possible that I had a fantasy baseball team? I've said this on the show before. Sean probably is like repetitive for him, but for you guys, maybe it's new. How is it possible that one person in an NL fantasy league could have Jack Flaherty, Jacob DeGrom, and Ronald Acuna and not win that league? I mean, what did I do wrong? I'm still kicking myself that I had those three players and I didn't do well. But again, a story for another day. Let me give you my ideas as to some of the things that I see happening this week in fantasy. And let me give you just some quick updates in terms of injuries as well. Let's start with David Johnson. I think that's a big story this week. And we got Jamie on that coming up in less than an hour from now. Cardinals general manager Steve Keim encouraged by DJ's progress this week and hopes that he certainly will play. He has got a great matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. This would be horrible. I'm starting to think, though, that I may, in one of my leagues, I may flex out this kid Edmonds just to see what happens. Because if they cut back DJ's touches, I think I want to maybe get a piece of Edmonds there this week. Maybe even in a DFS format, certainly possible. TJ Hockenson, the tight end of the Detroit Lions, who had that great week one. Remember that? Remember the TJ Hockenson start? What happened there? That didn't exactly continue over the course of the year, although he did look good right before he had that concussion. He's trending toward playing on Monday night. I don't think that there's any scenario where you can wait. I mean, you got to find another tight end and play somebody else this week. But Hockenson, I think, in keeper leagues, he and Noah Fant are going to be really good next year. I think those two guys may end up in the top 10. DeSean Jackson doesn't look like he's going to play for the Eagles. I think it's safe to say at this point the end is coming for DeSean Jackson. I thought that was a nice pickup by them, and he, of course, showed out in that first week of the season against the Giants. Or Redskins, excuse me. I just don't think much of him going forward for the remainder of the year. I'm just not big on him. Marquise Brown of the Baltimore Ravens, who scored last week and then came out of the game, does not look like he's going to play this week for the Ravens. So there are some options here, some sneaky options here. I got to take a look on a couple of my waiver wires and see, because Willie Snead, Seth Roberts, and Miles Boykin are the possibilities for the Ravens. And and Mark Andrews, I think, would be one that could certainly have a good game this week. So those would be some recommendations there. The other part of what we do here on the show, the dynamic is that our practice reports, we don't get a lot of that until about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, usually, Eastern time. And that's why Full-Time Fantasy is such a good listen for you guys here, because you get to catch them and they give you all of the updates as far as that is concerned. Other games in the NFL this week that I like give you my little bit of a preview here, and I'll tell you why. Sean and I talked about these yesterday, so I'll give you kind of three games that I like, and we'll take it from there. I don't like taking favorites in the NFL. I've been trying to teach Sean that this is an underdog world. He doesn't like to listen. Eventually, he will.
No, I like Cleveland Browns. Cleveland Browns this week, underdog at home.
I do like Cleveland.
I'm listening.
But I like three games more than I do like Cleveland. And unfortunately, two are favorites. So that's not something I normally do in the NFL, but I do like a couple of favorites. The favorites that I like are the Chiefs against the Texans, because I'm not a believer in Houston, and I think you're catching Kansas City at its lowest point value-wise of the season. They're coming off a loss against the Colts. They're coming off 2 weeks in a row of not covering the spread. I think that they get back healthy this week. If 2 weeks ago, if you would have said, what is the line? Houston at KC, you would have said KC by 7.5, 8. The line is only 5. This thing started at 6. It went back to 4. I think Tyreek Hill busts out in a big way. I'm not a fan of Houston at all. I think they've been doing it with a little bit of smoke and mirrors. The total is 55 in this game, so you would think that Watson would get his as well. But I am in on KC, and I'm hoping this line shoots back down to 4.5, and I would buy that half and go to 4. That'd be the first game. The second game that I like is I like the Rams this week against the 49ers. This is a very unpopular pick. The public will be all over San Francisco. But because the Rams played last Thursday, they have 10 days to get ready for this game. The 49ers, who played Monday night, only have 6. And in addition, they have a couple of injuries to their offensive line that I don't think that people are talking about enough. So I am going to keep a close eye on this. Clearly, Joe Staley is out, of course. We've heard that. Kyle Juszczyk, their fullback, is probably out. I believe he's out in this game. And a couple of their tackles have issues as well. So I think the Rams get after it. I think Aaron Donald has a big day, and I think they win. I think they win by more than 3. So that's the second game on my board. And then the third one is like the big ugly game of the week. Would you believe that? Does anybody take a look at Marcus Mariota this season and what he's done? Like, I know he's not great, and I know that he's not a top 12 fantasy quarterback for sure. But Marcus Mariota has 1,100 passing yards, 7 touchdowns. How many interceptions, if you didn't know, would you guess Marcus Mariota has this season? Would you guess he has 8? 7 touchdowns, 8 picks? He has no picks all season. So in a ball control type game, I'm going to take the team that's getting the points. If you're playing online, what I would do is probably buy a half a point again in another game, and I would take the Tennessee Titans plus the 3. That's exactly what I would do. Other games that I like dog-wise, I like the Steelers plus the points, plus 7. I'm just not a fan of the Chargers being favored in any game. And when they're favorites, they usually have letdowns. I kind of like the Saints a little bit. At Jacksonville, they're not much of a dog, but I could see them easily going to Jacksonville and continuing that trend. Remember, this is a trend that's continuing. The Saints just keep winning. How can you go against them? And I am in agreement with Sean. Another big overreaction here. The Browns are at home, coming off an ugly bleeping performance on Monday night. And the last time this happened, what did they do against the Baltimore Ravens? They went to Baltimore and won the game outright. I think Cleveland gets right this week as well. So those are just some of the games that I am looking at coming up this week. In college, I think all eyes are on just the handful of games that have the top 25 matchup. Oklahoma and Texas is the first one. They play that game at noon Eastern, and Oklahoma is 10.5-point favorites. Texas is so good with their head coach Tom Herman when they're underdogs that it seems to be that could be the right side there. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Alabama, believe it or not, CBS Sports decided to take the Alabama-Texas A&M game over the Florida-LSU game.
Terrible.
So the 3:30 Eastern game, it's true. So the 3:30 Eastern game, they figure they'll get more people watching Alabama A&M. So Florida-LSU's on ESPN on Saturday night. But Alabama's minus 17 at A&M with a total of 61.5. Very high total there. Speaking of those two teams, Florida and LSU, they'll play that game under the lights. at 8 o'clock Eastern in Death Valley. LSU is up to a 13.5 point favorite. The total is 55.5 because LSU's been scoring. Their quarterback's been really good, Joe Burrow. Also, two teams in the top 25 will face off between Penn State and Iowa. This is a really tough one to call because Penn State, for some people, they say that Penn State's a little bit of a paper 5-0. They beat Buffalo. They beat Pitt. They beat Maryland. They beat Purdue. They beat Idaho. So, you could kind of understand that sentiment. Iowa, on the other hand, man, that game at Michigan last week was so ugly. Ugh. I watched like 15 minutes of that. I feel like I lost time off my life watching that game. And Iowa's been a little bit shaky. They went to Iowa State. That was a big win for them. They won 18-17. But, beating Rutgers is nothing. Beating Middle Tennessee is zero. And beating Miami, Ohio, I guess Miami, Ohio is a D1 team. But, man, between these two teams, they haven't played anybody.
I agree.
So I don't even have confidence in either team in this one. I'll just stay away from this one.
Low scoring.
Yeah, I think so. And then also interesting, I think, this week, Boise State continues to move up in the top 25. They had that really shaky first game of the year against Florida State, and then since then have rolled. They're at home against Hawaii on Saturday night. They've beaten Hawaii 5 straight games by 20 points or more. I saw that stat. I'm like, ooh, it seems like Boise State would be a good play in that spot. But wacky things, of course, happen in football, and that's why they make those spreads. All right, we'll be right back with a little trust or bust here on Fantasy Sports Today. Sean will ask me some questions, and I'll answer them. Don't go away.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
I want people to think about the healthcare workers. You know, we can say, I'll take the risk. I'll get on a plane and go see my family for Thanksgiving because that's important to me. I'll take the risk. If I get sick, it'll be fine. The problem with that is that you don't have a choice if you're going to get sick or not. And maybe you won't get sick, but you don't have a choice as to who you'll infect. And we don't have a choice if they'll die or they'll live.
That's Fiona Tulip, a grieving daughter who lost her mother to COVID-19. Fiona wants to make sure her mother, a Latina frontline worker from Texas, is more than just a number scrolling on the newsfeed.
We've got to think about the people who are working and risking their lives to save our lives. And we have to remember that we don't have a choice into how this virus acts. We can't choose whether it infects us or infects someone else, and we can't choose if we stay alive or if we die.
I'm Justin Beck, founder and CEO of Contact World. Listen to Contact World, the podcast, on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Do you trust me?
Trust?
Do you trust me?
Or bust?
You are so busted.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. I am Craig Mish with you here on the show. A little football music for your Friday. And we got Jamie Eisenberg coming up in hour number two of the show. We also have an interesting... Roto have full-time fantasy. From 2 to 4 Eastern, we'll get a preview of Sean's show today at 4 at the Betting Window. The great show over on Sports Grid TV and Zumo. Make sure you catch it there. And the weekend over at the FanDuel Sportsbook. And still waiting for my invite there, by the way. We're at week 6 here.
I think the season's
going to be over quick.
Greg Sussman talked about that last week. He invited you. He sent the invitation.
Did he? I don't remember. I mean, I trust that Greg did. I didn't get a come host the weekend of shows invitation.
That's a good way to put it.
What I'm waiting for. That's what I'm waiting for. My wife is trying to get me up there February, but I'm this is baseball time in February. So
right.
Well, we'll see. Regardless, I'm enjoying the programming on Zumo TV. It's a lot of fun to watch, and I think that everyone is doing a great job for sure. All right, so let's do Trust or Bust. I feel like for the most part on Trust or Bust, I've performed fairly well. I think my one misnomer, I think it was last week perhaps that you asked me, was it last week you asked me about Will Fuller and I said never and he blew up? Is that my biggest mistake so far?
I believe so, yeah.
That was a bad one.
We did ask about Will Fuller. Yeah.
So my apologies on that. I think I've done well otherwise, but saying Will Fuller would be bad last week was obviously an absolutely... pathetic, horrendous call. So you can write in to me, send me your letters, send me your complaints, or just go on social media and rip me, because you guys do anyway, and I'll take the heat for that. But beyond that, I think I've done okay. So let's fire off some trust or bust questions. Sean will throw them at me. I'll give you the answers. Sean will give you his opinion. And by the way, I do not know these names in advance. This is always off the cuff.
Correct. Yep.
So I have to very quickly come up with answers, because I feel like that's the best way to do this thing. If you're a good fantasy analyst, you should be able to answer anything very quickly and concisely. And again, we only have 12 minutes in this segment left, so let's get started with it right now.
All right, let's start with the London game, Carolina Panthers against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Do you trust, you know the name I'm going to, O.J. Howard.
Oh, O.J.
Well,
Howard.
Because you heard this week that they're going to try to get him the football. Trust or bust, O.J. Howard against the Panthers.
Do you remember before the season?
And he caught a foul ball, too, at the Tampa Bay.
I did see that.
Baseball game.
I did see that. Do you remember before the season in July when Ron Rivera came out and said that they're not going to give Christian McCaffrey the workload that
yes,
he had last
yes,
year?
Yes, yes. Big news around here. Yeah, I do.
Yeah. That's why I don't pay any attention at all. I mean, is there a statement that has been more wrong than that? Of any of the statements that were made going into the fantasy season. This is why you can't buy that crap. You can't buy it. It doesn't. It's not real. It's all coach speak. And when you go publicly and you say that we want to get O.J. Howard involved, that is to placate O.J. Howard for the time being. He's still a bust. It's not. I don't even know that it's his fault. But historically speaking, go back and look at the tight ends in Bruce Arians' system. Okay? Now... beyond Heath Miller, I guess. What other tight end has ever flourished in Arizona and Pittsburgh that you could remember off the top of your head? Maybe I'm wrong.
Can I push back on that? I mean, has there ever been a tight end as talented as O.J. Howard in Bruce Arians' system? Because they're blocking tight ends in the Pittsburgh Steelers organization. That's all they did. Heath Miller, that's all he did. Catch touchdowns,
So who was in Arizona?
No one of note. Who? I don't know. First-round pick? Not O.J. Howard ability.
Jermaine Gresham? No?
But yeah, I don't know. Was he there? You sure?
I feel like he was
Gresham?
There.
I don't know. But what has he done since? Nothing.
Ricky Seals-Jones, didn't they have him at one point?
Yeah, what is he? He's a converted wide receiver.
Either way, it sounds like the police are coming for you there, so we better wrap this one up.
Yeah, exactly.
O.J. Howard, to me, is a bust until further notice. He certainly could break out at any time. And it wouldn't shock me to see him have a couple of good games. But who in the world – ask yourself this question, Sean. Who in the world could start him right now? Like, how could you?
I agree. So he's a boss. All right, Jameis Winston, someone who has produced the last couple of weeks. Do you trust he will continue to play well against the Carolina Panthers.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, look, at this point, it's still too early for me to say that I'm going to be completely wrong on Winston, but his stats in terms of quarterbacks are among the top 12, so he is producing like a sort of QB1, but he is obviously always one game from no touchdowns, three picks away from going back in the crapper again. I will say that, yes, I trust Winston this week to throw for 200 yards and two touchdowns, which gives you some QB1 value.
Okay.
And again, the quarterbacks on Buffalo and the Bears that are off this week, you know, he certainly was better than those anyway. So bye weeks are not really a factor. But again, you're asking me, would I start Josh Rosen ahead of Winston? Would I start Case Keenum in that game? There's a chance of that because I think that there are some quarterbacks that are not as good as him but maybe have better matchups. Clearly at this point, with the two quarterbacks off for the bye week, and the Giants and Patriots already playing, I think you have no choice but to start Winston. And by the way, in one of my leagues, I started Winston over Brady this week.
Interesting. And Brady I guess he had two rushing touchdowns.
He got 15 points, basically.
Yeah, that's not great. All right, no. Let's talk about that big game. The big game we have yet to hit on. The Redskins at the Miami Dolphins, right in your backyard. Do you trust any of the Dolphins' skilled players against the Redskins this week? Drake, Preston Williams.
No. I would say this. If I'm playing in a super flex league and I'm down to no quarterbacks, I think this game is going to be Josh Rosen's best game as a Dolphin, which doesn't say much. But I do think that he will fare well. I think it'll be a little bit of a spread around type deal. And I don't know what the health is of all their players and their receivers. There were 10 players on the Dolphins who, even after the bye, Sean didn't practice yesterday. It seems like they're practicing today, so that's a good sign for them. Redskins have been prone to giving up some points lately. I think the Dolphins will score some. And I just don't know who it's going to go to. Maybe one goes to Parker, one goes to Williams, one goes to their tight end, Gesicki, who knows. I think Rosen goes for 250 and two touchdowns this week.
Nice.
I think Keenum also has a good game as well.
All right, let's talk about that Washington Redskins offense. Bill Callahan taking over now for the fired Jay Gruden. Do you trust Adrian Peterson this week against the Dolphins?
No, I don't. Peterson was inactive the first week of the year. The plan was to have Darius Geis get the ball as much as possible. And I hate to say this about Adrian Peterson, but look, I'm going to do it. To me, Sean, and again, I don't know his personal situation. I could be wrong about this, but there seems to be a lot of news about how Peterson likes to spend money and how he's made some bad investments. I don't know this to be true. It's just things that I've read, so maybe they're all wrong, and I don't want to ever throw a player under the bus for that. But what is Adrian Peterson trying to prove at this stage of his career? He is not good anymore. He is not like Frank Gore is at this stage of Frank Gore's career. I understand Peterson missed a whole year because of being suspended for the whole, you know, hitting his kid stuff, which was horrible. And I honestly was so mad at that time, I didn't even want him on any of my fantasy leagues. But why is he still playing? Like, they just can't drag the jersey off this guy because he wants his extra million each year.
Yep.
I get it. I understand it. But I don't think he can play anymore. So I'm going to say bust.
I was going to say he's playing because Daniel Snyder wanted him on the team. And Jay Gruden did not, but he wins out. But, yeah, that's probably why he's still playing.
I think Adrian Peterson this week gets 14 carries.
For 30 yards?
Nah, about 50.
50? That's not much. All right.
That's it.
Sam Darnold is back after his sickness with mononucleosis. Okay. Mm-hmm. So he's back. So that being said, they're facing the Cowboys. Pretty good defense. Do you trust any of the Jets wide receivers against the Cowboys D?
You know, the Cowboys defense did not look sharp, but I think that Dallas last week did themselves in a little bit. I thought that Prescott made some bad decisions. I also thought that there were some calls that weren't made in that game the proper way. We're seeing a lot of these pass interference calls either not called and then called and not overturned. It's been a bizarre turn for that. I think Darnold is a good quarterback. I've stashed him for this long to hope that he could come back and be a good bye week fill-in. And I still continue to be a fan of his. So I think Bell finally gets right this week. I do think their receivers are okay. I think Robbie Anderson could be in line for a decent day against Dallas. I'm not really sure where the Cowboys are at. They had three games against bad opponents and did really well. They've had two games against good opponents and did very poorly. Where are the Jets at? I think they're probably with Darnold somewhere in the middle. So this will be a good test for them this week.
All right, let's talk about a former Giant who's struggling a little bit in Cleveland. They're playing the Seattle Seahawks. We both like the bounce back for the Cleveland Browns this week against the Seahawks at home. Odell Beckham Jr., do you trust him this week? Or will he be a bust?
You know why I trust Odell Beckham, Sean? And this is a perfect example. I trust him because I'm hearing nothing about it. That's why I like him. I'm not hearing we got to get him the ball and we got to get him right. Like, just let the action speak for the words here. Like, let that happen. I think he catches a touchdown this week against Seattle.
Interesting.
They're back at home. I think it's a good bounce back spot for them. I agree with you where I think Cleveland's offense gets a little bit right. I don't know what has gone on with Beckham in the first few games, but I like the fact that I haven't heard that, oh, we got to get him the ball and he's not playing well. Because so far, yeah, I mean, that's worked out in a couple of different spots. It did work out for Davante Adams when they said we wanted to get Adams in more involved, and getting him more involved got him hurt. Beckham catches a touchdown this week for the Browns. I'm in on that.
All right, one more for you. Wide receiver Mike Williams, Chargers against the Steelers. That's the Sunday Night Football game. Do you trust Mike Williams this week?
I'm a little concerned now that all the injuries have started to catch up with the Chargers. I think that there comes a point where, look, they definitely are cursed. They've lost so many guys. But I was told at the beginning of the season that Williams was like this breakout candidate and this breakout star. I still don't see it. I think he's okay, but I don't see him as a week-to-week option. And for me, I think Pittsburgh has a chance to win this game on Sunday. The Chargers as a favorite historically have just not fared well. Rivers had a bad game last week, so the contrarian approach should be for you to play him this week, because you know that Rivers in general over the course of his career doesn't have back-to-back weeks. Last week was one of the worst games he's ever played. He had under 200 yards, no touchdowns, hoofed picks. You'd never see that from him. So a bounce back, I think, is coming from him, but it's probably another Keenan Allen game, and I don't think it's a Mike Williams game, Sean. Let me give you an example of what Keenan Allen does. Nothing one week, nothing the next. One week, 14 catches, 200 yards. Then nothing again for 3 weeks. And then 14 catches for 500 yards and 2 touchdowns. This is who Keenan Allen is. His stats all come in 4 games over the course of the year. I think this is one of the games that it could possibly come. And that'll do it for our Trust or Bust segment. Coming up next, we have the best of our first hour. And then let me set you up here on the show for hour number 2 of Fantasy Sports Today. We will have one more opening segment. And then we will talk to Jamie Eisenberg for 2 segments here of CBS Sports at CBSSports.com. Also, in case you missed the show on Wednesday, I was out for the Jewish holiday. Joe Pizzapia and Scott Bogman had one of the youngest fantasy football players on the planet, and I thought it was a really cute and well-done interview. So we will play that back for you in the second hour as well. In addition to that, make sure that you listen to the show on demand. If you have the opportunity, download our app, FNTSY. If that doesn't suit you, download the iHeartRadio app. You can listen to us live there and also over on TuneIn. And on demand on iTunes, or wherever they're calling iTunes right now, Catalina, whatever they're calling it on iTunes, and also the Google Play apps, where you can listen to our show and have it sent to you every day. I get notifications right to my phone when my show is available to listen to. And of course, I go back and listen and make sure everything sounds tight. We'll continue the show in just a couple of minutes. Don't go away. More Fantasy Sports Today after this.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As we wrap up the first hour of the show, here's what you missed. We're here, and I think that at this stage of the game, you kind of know what your fantasy team is. But at the same time, this season in particular, at least for me, has been kind of a tale of at least two halves, so to speak. Well, I mean, we're still in the first half. We're going to be halfway done, basically, after this week. And in a couple of my leagues, I was feeling really confident. I started off 2-0, and then I fell back. A couple of other leagues didn't start off that great, started off 1-2, and then won a couple of fantasy leagues, games in my league, I should say. And so as it stands right here, I don't think that I know one way or the other on any of my teams how I'm doing. Because there are players that I drafted that I'm still waiting for to break out. I've drafted also some players who have broken out in a big way that I'm not sure that I 100% trust. And so we are kind of coming up on that put up or shut up time for me in fantasy. But I will say this. As I look at some of the players that have broken out for me in a big way, one of them would be Godwin on Tampa Bay. He, of course, has gotten off to a great start. That's fantastic. Some I have on my teams, like Miles Sanders and David Montgomery, who've done absolutely nothing. And I wonder if over the next few games we're going to get anything different, or it's just going to kind of be more of the same. And the reason why I think that this year is more of an anomaly than anything else is because a fantasy, as you know, there's a lot of luck involved in football. And a lot of it is who you're playing against in terms of your opponent. It really doesn't matter how good your team is if you play against a guy who has a monster game. As an example, you can have Christian McCaffrey in every single fantasy league, but if you ended up going in that week against Nick Chubb and Godwin, you still probably lost. So the skill at this point seems to me, maybe it's not so much about your team. It's just about these teams and targeting the tanking teams in the NFL. And we'll be right back with more Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, if you're listening live, or if you're listening on demand. This is FNTSY Radio, Craig Mish, Fantasy Sports Today.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com.
spinquest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.